Thank you for holding. Is this Ethan?
Yes, this is.
Hey, Ethan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a pretty busy day, so good problem. And it's Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got 2 days off.
Yep.
From me. Always love that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about this listing on the first page of the Google search results. She asked me to jump on the line. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you. But did you have any questions for me about the listing or how it works?
No, I think I understand how it works. I was just waiting to hear price to see if I'm interested in it.
Okay. Well, I just want to be really transparent on where we'd be placing you, and then I'll jump into the pricing. I think Tara sent you 2 text messages. Did you get those?
Yep, I did.
Okay, so the first one is actually the search results for flooring installation in Ingham County.
Okay.
Okay, and then the second one is the pricing page. Yeah, you'll see like budget flooring and floor crafters up there.
Yeah.
Okay, you see those guys though next to the map?
Yeah.
That's where we're talking about listing you. So you'd be a top recommended option. It's called a Google Places placement. So the reason we're reaching out to you is because we have a listing that became available, and we can actually only put new businesses up there once we have the listing available. So we're going down the qualified candidates. We're just looking for one company to fill it. Once we fill it, we're closing it out. We won't be able to work with anybody else that falls within that flooring contractor category.
Okay.
Okay. Now, as far as price, if you want to go to the other link that we sent over or that Tara sent over, that'll pull up the pricing. And so when I look at guys like Floor Crafters or Budget Flooring, they're both on what's called a Platinum Package Bundle, except for they don't have the website included in their package. What I was thinking I could do is I could put you on that same package, but I'd include the website. So that way you'd have one. Now, normally, I mean, their pricing structure, though, it's a platinum package. Like, if you see the platinum package, it's advertised at $5.99 month to month. I could get you that same package, but I could drop the price down to $2.99. So it's a 50% price reduction.
Okay.
And I'll include the site at no additional charge for you.
Okay.
What I'm thinking this does is it'll replace what you got going on with Home Advisor by Angie, because those guys are using Google Ads to get those leads that they're selling to you now anyway. And I know they're charging you the lead fee whether you get the job or not through there. So I think after like 30 days of this, you'll probably wind up leaving that, because now customers could just call you directly right off the first page. You won't have a lead fee associated with each one.
Okay.
If I could approve a package like that, I mean, is that something you could see a value in doing for your company?
I see the value. I just, $300 a month almost is quite a bit, but is there any time frame that I can think about it?
Well, see, we're not Google. We're just a Google partner. So what happens when a position opens up, Google creates a list, and they give that list to the Google partners, and then they call out until we fill the spot. So it's kind of like first come, first serve. Once I get off the phone with you, they try to send me the next pre-screen guy until we verify that the position is filled. But can I ask, I mean, I know you're saying $299 is kind of expensive, but I mean, how many clients would we have to bring you each month in order for that to make sense?
Right, probably just one.
Yeah, I mean, and that's easily doable. I mean, just in the last 30 days, and this is within a 50-mile radius of you, the flooring installation keyword has 1,812 searches. So I'm not saying that we're going to get you 1,812 phone calls or that you'd even want that kind of problem, right? Even if you're only able to capitalize on 1% of what's out there, I mean, I'm sure we'd be able to make it make sense for you, and you'd be able to come back each month with it being self-sufficient.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's no contract. So you'd only commit to 30 days if you signed up today.
Okay, so I'd only have to do it for a month, and then if I don't get anything from it and decide not to, I can cancel?
Yeah, everybody that's up there now, they're coming back on their own will. They're not required to come back each month, so it's month to month. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, so how did you get, do you just saw my Facebook ad then?
No.
Or my home advisor?
No, we're a Google partner. So anything that you have online, I mean, they probably did look at that when considering you for the placement. But
right.
they create the list and then they just give it to the Google partners to call out on. So it could be like length of time of business, reviews, other platforms that you're using to market.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If
you could do anything though with Facebook ads and then Home Advisor by Angie's, I mean, I'm telling you, Google's been the number one search engine in the world for over 20 years now.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
How fast would this take action then?
So if you wanted to sign up today, it would take me about 2 to 3 minutes to actually create the account. We'll send out your Google verification letter in the mail. That usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get. There's a little 5-digit number I need on the back of that postcard when it comes in. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. And then there's also a form that you fill out over the weekend, and you would sign your subscription terms. And then come Monday, we want to do a client interview with you where we'll interview you on the business. So we'll go over like all the services you provide, the full service area that you cover, so that way we can make sure the calls that come in are qualified. And then we'll purchase the domain name for your site, and we'll start working on that right away. So during the client interview, they'll kind of pick your brain on how you want the website to look. So once we got those things knocked out, it's just a matter of being responsive to the calls that come in and trying to generate good reviews.
Right, absolutely. Now, currently, I don't have a DBA for my business. I just have it under my name.
Okay.
So I'm just thinking how that would look advertising it. I probably want to get an actual name other than just Ethan Simpson.
Yeah. I mean, we could start you out as Ethan Simpson and just have it like that. And then obviously if you want to change the business name, you could do it at any time as long as now you actually have the position. That's the major benefit that you don't want to lose sight of.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to swap out your name, you could do that through our customer service or through me or your account management team here.
Yeah, for sure. And so $299 is the best you could do for me?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Platinum Package bundle that you're getting, I mean,
is there any other plans?
Well, I mean, the only other thing that I could do if pricing is a real concern is I can put you on, just say, like, still a Platinum Package, but I can say that I know you personally. They only give me like four of these a year. It's called a friends and family rate. But last year, the year ended, and I still had three of them. So I might, as well use it. So the friends and family plan would be like as if I know you personally. They'll allow me to get you wholesale pricing on a month-to-month basis on all the products and features of that platinum bundle. So it'd be $249 month-to-month. It's not that much cheaper, but $50. I mean, some people have to handle, you know. If I could get approval on that, I mean, is this something you'd consider giving a shot? That way I could show you how well it works?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot for a month.
Yeah, you'll love it. Like I was saying, if you could do anything with Home Advisor, I'm pretty sure after the first 30, 45 days of this, you'll probably wind up leaving that altogether.
Yeah, and so I mean, obviously there's not a guarantee for any leads, obviously. I know that, but
yeah,
for your other... For your other customers, what's their success rate?
Well, Google advertising, if you do your research, Ethan, it's been the most profitable way to market for the last 15 years. Not just the number one search engine. It's been the number one search engine for the last 20 years, but it's been the most profitable way to market a business for the last 15 because you're catching people at the moment that they're already looking for what you do. You know, most people aren't looking up boring installation for fun.
for sure.
They more than likely have a job, so they're looking for somebody to consider or help them with that job. And then, obviously, there's you. They're going to be recommending as a top option with your reviews, your website, and everything. So by the time they contact you, they're basically ready to go. It's almost like it's yours to lose at that point.
Yeah, I'll try it for a month at least for sure, and then if I like it for then, I'll keep it going.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to turn into a long-term thing. I have no doubt. I still work with the first guy I signed up here 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I have no doubt that you'll use this as a long-term solution. It's a great way to make money and get in front of your potential prospects. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So 517-250-7473?
Yep, that works.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing because I'm putting you on that friends and family rate?
It's Ethan Simpson, ETHANSIMPSON, 280@gmail.com.
280@gmail.com. Okay. And then what's the business street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
That would be 3727 Williams Road, Wesley, Michigan.
27 Williams.
Yep, Williams Road.
Okay.
Wesley, Michigan.
492-49251. Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. I got it. And then when that comes in, there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'll need from you. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, and then I'm also going to send you this email address for you to send in, like, any photos of, like, before and after shots, maybe, of work that you've done in the past. And then, like, do you have a company logo?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Send that in also. We want to brand that on your Google business profile and on your .com.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to send that email address over. It's really easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Just 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Okay. What about the weekends?
No, I generally don't work the weekends, so.
Okay. No worries. So 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. You can always swap it to, like, I'll put it as closed right now, but later on, if you want to put it as, like, by appointment only, I could always swap that. That's a real popular one for a lot of my guys, because then people can still call you.
Go ahead and do that by appointment.
Okay. Yeah, they do that a lot because it's like you're not obligated to work. You could always schedule them for during your work hours in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I can do cash and check, and then I guess I could work on card. I don't have a card reader personally, but our shop does.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'll leave it on there as card is accepted. But if you need to change that, like if it becomes an issue, just let me know. I also like to put on the site that the additional fees apply to the customer, so that way you're not getting hit with that like 2-6% transaction charge that they have.
Right.
I always put that on there for my guys. They love that, especially if you're doing a larger job. You know, 2-6% starts to add up.
All right. So
I have your business profile created. I'm going to go ahead and submit the verification. You can hide your street address if you like. Do you want me to hide that for you?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay. It'll still say Leslie, Michigan, and it'll still have the zip code on there, but I'll hide the street address and deactivate the turn-by-turn direction.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And then for the client interview on Monday, the client interview usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. What's the best time to call for the client interview?
probably... I don't know. I'm busy during the day usually, so probably... either 8 o'clock sharp or 5 o'clock ish.
Okay. I'll schedule it between 5 and 6 o'clock on Monday. And then, I'll text you about 4 o'clock just to confirm, like kind of like a text message reminder. If anything pops up or changes in your scheduling, like where you get hung up on a job or something, just let me know when that text comes through. I'll try to reschedule it, but I do want to get it done as soon as possible. I mean, the sooner I get that done, the sooner I can get you up and running and start making some money.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. All right, so I got it scheduled between 5 and 6 Eastern Standard. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249 from the friends and family rate, how did you want to do that?
Probably by card.
Okay. Let's go ahead and do that now. On the front of the card, is it under your business name, your name, or both?
It's my name, personal.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, the business name is your name, duh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
And then the billing address, is it the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google verification letter to?
Yep, that's the same.
Okay, Ethan, I'm ready for you.
Okay, just let me pull out my card.
Okay, be careful, I can tell you're driving.
Yep. Okay. It is $55.99. Yep. 2000. 0477. 1202.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1026 is the expiration date.
Okay, and then the 3-digit code?
It's 943.
All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line, Ethan. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Ethan Simpson.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Ethan Simpson, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
So we know what you currently have as of today. After today, if you're going to add anything, just try to double check. We don't want you to pay for something you already have through us or, like, duplicate any of the listings.
Okay. The problem is you just caught me because, 5 days ago I signed up on Angie and I paid the 1 year and, now I kind of wish I didn't.
Yeah. Well, you know, I get that a lot. Honestly, I've worked with a lot of people who have used that service in the past, and they always tell me they like being on Google a lot better, and they do wind up canceling, but it's kind of like a iffy thing. They have some articles, though, like the Federal Trade Commission versus HomeAdvisor. If you do some research, you can report them, and then, you know, if you want to try to get your money back, you can. I mean, there's a lot of business owners throughout the U.S. over the last, 10 years who have reported them for fraud because they sell the same lead to multiple people. And then sometimes the number is just like a dead line. Like, you never actually talk to anybody, but they'll charge you like $150 for some of the leads, you know? And
I got my first lead the other day and I couldn't get a hold of them.
Right. Yeah. And then they keep that money. That's the crazy thing. So I'm actually really happy that we caught you when you say that, because now I know you have a solution to where, like, if you cancel that later, you're not going to lose any sleep.
Right.
Yeah. It's better to get out of that, because all they're doing is doing Google advertising, and then they take the one lead and sell it to, 10 of you for a lead fee, and then they run away with the money, and maybe one of you gets the job. But if the homeowner changes the mind, nobody gets the job, and then HomeAdvisor just grabbed a bunch of money from you guys, so... Anyway, so do you agree that the term of your agreement, okay, marketing efforts, yep, got that. Okay, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 19th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 as part of a friends and family rate. Excuse me. It's been a long day. As part of a friends and family rate overridden by senior representative Jonathan Hill. It says, when the term is completed, your agreement will be set up to renew each month on the 19th day, but it'll remain in that discounted price of $249 for as long as you're with us. It does state, Ethan, that you could discontinue or cancel at any time. We do not have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you're going to get a confirmation message. It's going to have an outline of the agreement in black and white. So it'll have all the products and features in that platinum bundle, but it'll reflect the friends and family discounted pricing structure of $249. It'll have the billing date, the cancellation policy, and then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. So when you get a chance, do that. Don't do it while you're driving. And then there's you're no good to either of us if you die.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, stay alive. But there's also another form. It says like photos for Google verification. And they're going to ask you to send in like photos of the workplace, work vehicle, with license plate. You can cover up the license plate number. There's like a series of questions. Fill out that form as much as you can over the weekend. Come Monday during the client interview, if there's anything like missing or that maybe you don't have, we could always three-way Google and just verify you over the phone to fast-track it. So try to send in what you have, but don't panic if you're missing something, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with the local Splash team. I'm looking forward to generating some leads for you and turning this into a long-term marketing solution. As for the Home Advisor by Angie's List thing, I'm not really supposed to do this, but since I have you on a friends and family plan anyway, I'll send you a couple of articles that might help you kind of resolve any disputes or issues that you have with those guys. Okay?
Yeah, thanks.
But you didn't get it from me.
No, I found it myself.
Yeah, there you go. You can report it at the top. There's like a little tab to report, and then you can kind of fill out and explain your situation. Sometimes if you call them and you just talk to them, maybe they can kind of reimburse you. They've been known to like, you know, sometimes if you threaten them, they'll give you the leads back, but they don't usually give you the whole like annual feedback. I've actually sat in on a couple of those conversations from my dad. You know. Definitely try it out. I mean, you want to keep your overhead low and not waste any money, especially when your business is as new as it is.
Right. Yeah. Right now it's very slow season, but it'd be nice to pick it up.
Yeah, and that will definitely do it. I think what you'll find is like your slow seasons are going to be just as good, if not better, than your best time of the year when you didn't have the placement. You know, because now you're going for all those people seeing you. And obviously the weather comes in. It's not that they don't do the flooring jobs or that there's not flooring jobs out there. They're just not going into that weather to find somebody. It's all happening on Google.
Yeah.
Yeah. So having this will keep you in their back pocket. But enjoy the rest of your day. Like I said, fill out that paperwork, and then we'll circle back with you on Monday at 5 o'clock for that client interview. If you need anything, you have my number, and we got 24/7 customer service. So don't hesitate to call in.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I appreciate you. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, you too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.